Beach Boys, Kokomo at 18 minutes to 11, and that signals our very special travel segment. And we are talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. Beckford, oh, I'm having trouble this morning. And good morning to you, Erin. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Colleen. Good morning.
What are we talking about today, Erin?
Yeah, well, today I thought we'd carry on from last week's segment of European river cruise itineraries and rivers and talk a little bit more about cruising, but this time talk about some great ways that that you can make your cabin feel like your home and getting the most out of your cruise. So as I mentioned during last week's segment, I've been fortunate enough to have enjoyed two European river cruises and also an Asian river cruise, and far too many ocean cruises to count. And yeah, it's these experiences that made me think about different ways to make your cabin feel a bit more like your home and how to get the most out of your cruise.
That's a really good concept, Erin, making your cabin feel more like home. Now, tell me a little bit about some ways our listeners can do this.
Well, when I river cruise, Colleen, in particular, but also when I ocean cruise, I make the most out of everything on board and in my cabin. So I would always recommend to take up the complimentary room service offer when it's available, especially, you know, enjoying breakfast on your balcony. It's you know, very picturesque, very relaxing. Or when you're on shore from a river cruise, and some ocean cruises that allow it, I like to visit some local markets or local supermarkets and pick up some local wine and cheese and other little delicacies, and enjoy a sunset wine or cocktail hour in the comfort of my own cabin or balcony. And I actually did this while on a French river cruise with my mum. And it was so lovely. It was such a nice way to spend the afternoon cruising down the Rhone River in France. And we even purchased a nice bunch of flowers from the markets to brighten up our cabin and make it feel a bit more like home. And another little thing that I always do, without a doubt, when I'm on a cruise, it isn't really a way to make my cabin feel like home, but it certainly is quite relaxing, and that's to always visit the day spa on board. either on a river or an ocean cruise. And it's honestly the best reward that you can give yourself, especially after a big day of walking and exploring and sightseeing, and even after the long-haul flights that we have to travel to and from Australia.
Oh, Erin, I didn't realise the amount and variety of complimentary facilities available on some river and ocean cruises. And that day spa sounds fantastic. So what other little gems have you got for us?
Well, I would always say once you've unpacked your case in your cabin and you've made yourself familiar with your cabin, go out and explore the ship. So discover where the restaurants and cafes and bars are located, where the best photo opportunities are for when you're coming into different ports. That's always important. Find the spots with the best Wi-Fi reception. That's always handy. And, you know, to locate the library and the ship's reception or concierge, because you never know when you might need something. But discovering the ship, it will always help you make the most of your time without getting lost every time you step out of your cabin door.
Yes.
And speaking of exploring, I always tell my clients to get a little bit lost in every town or village they visit. The shore excursions that are on offer on both the river and ocean cruises are fantastic, don't get me wrong. However, it's always fun to explore the different towns and villages yourself. But if you do decide to do some of your own exploration, just remember to take a ship card from reception on board, and it's got the ship's details and location just in case you need a taxi or you need to get directions or assistance to get back to the ship.
That's a great idea, because I always do the getting lost in the yeah. towns, and I think it's a lot of fun and probably a lot better than being guided. I mean, there's yeah. pros and cons for both.
For both, yeah.
So I think we'll have a little short break now and enjoy a fitting song for our segment today, and it's Christopher Cross and Sailing.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, proud sponsor of this station. And we're talking about European river cruising and the different ways you can make your cabin your home. Now, Erin, what are some of the facilities on board these different river and ocean cruise ships that can help people feel more at home?
Well, Colleen, all ocean and most river cruise ships are equipped with state-of-the-art gyms, and most offer an outdoor walking track on one or more of the decks on board the ship. So having these facilities available, and more often than not they are complimentary, it means that travellers that maintain an exercise regime at home can also continue to do so while they're away. Also, with the river cruise ships, a lot of them offer complimentary bicycles for guests to use in port. And, you know, it's a fabulous way to go out and explore a new town. Similarly to using the walking track or the gym, the bike, it's a great way to get some light exercise to counteract all the delicious meals that are served on board.
Yes, to that, I'm sure.
But, you know, one hot tip is to remember to get in early, as they can be very popular, and there's usually only a limited number of bikes available on board.
Oh, bicycle riding along the Rhone or Moselle rivers sounds like magic, Erin.
Yeah.
What would be your final piece of advice or information you have for our listeners today?
I think one last piece of advice I have for our listeners today, it's a little funny one that I always like to do, but I always say to remember to take a pair of slippers with you. When you're on your river or ocean cruise, unless they're provided complimentary with your cabin. But having a little creature comfort, such as your slippers, to pop on when you return to your cabin, you know, after a day of exploring the ship or going ashore, it will really provide you with a sense of comfort and homeliness, and, you know, it helps you relax and enjoy your cruise just that little bit more.
Well, I said it last week, Erin, and I'll say it again. It definitely sounds like you are quite the river ocean cruising expert, Erin.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for today, Erin. I think you've definitely given our listeners some great information and ideas on making your cabin your home during a river cruise in Europe. And if any of our Port Stephens FM listeners would like any more information on today's very interesting travel segment, or would like to arrange a European river cruise or any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427. That's 1300 655 427, or email the station at admin@psrfm.org.au, or just Google Erin Beckford.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Exactly.
I'm sure you'll come up, Erin.
You will.
Thanks for today, Erin. And what can we look forward to our next Talking Travel segment?
Yeah, thank you for today, Colleen. In our next Talking Travel segment, we're going to be talking about the hustle and bustle of Bangkok in Thailand. And that segment will be on Thursday the 19th of April, same time, just after 10:30.
And we've been talking travel with everyone's personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Colleen.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Port Stephens residents no longer have to go afield or online to book flights, an amazing holiday or a relaxing cruise with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, in town. With over 11 years travel industry experience, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427 or go to travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality. Sponsor this station.
Celebrating 30 years of incredible music, Diesel Live. The 30-year Bang Solo Tour. Songs that inspire. Songs that excite. Songs that captivate. A special evening celebrating 30 years of musical genius. Diesel, live in concert. Nelson Bay Diggers this Friday night. Tickets online or at the venue.